The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hard Luck Show. Big Lux with the Indian.
Chumahan.
And old Blue Eyes.
You know it. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You know what's up.
You know what's up.
What's going on? We're here.
Well, I want to ask you, man. Like, do you keep...
You want to ask me?
Yeah, do you keep up with the news or current events? Is there any current events that is just kind of popping in your mind? Or are you so busy, you're like, I don't know what's going on?
No, man. I mean, there's definitely current events. I mean, there's bullshit with this fucking ex-president, pig dick Donald Trump.
Pig dick.
All right. I'm waiting for him to fucking get cracked.
Well, you know they arrested Steve Bannon.
I heard that.
They arrested Steve.
Turn this off.
They arrested Steve Bannon, who was his like campaign manager, and then went into the White House with him for the first 2 years.
Right.
Right. And all of the dude, I don't know if you saw the video. Did you see the video of the perp walk? When they arrested him, They had him in handcuffs. Steve Bannon, guy that was in the White House, handcuffed. The mastermind, the political mastermind of Trump's win. He's got his hands cuffed and he's being walked into a jail or whatever it is with sheriffs all around him or whatever they were. But the thing that struck me as odd was that every single person, the villain, the cop, was obese. Everybody was there was not, it looked like the line at Golden Corral. I was like sitting there, I'm like, what is this? What's going on? Now this guy is being arrested for fraud.
Right. They're all fraudulent though.
Right. So why is he getting arrested? He's being arrested because he raised a nonprofit or whatever it was to fund building
the wall.
The wall that never got built.
And then he put all the money somewhere else.
And then he squirreled all that
money. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about the wall, right?
Yeah. We're talking like $200 million.
This month.
$200 million?
We're talking about big money. And when they arrested him, right? He's like, I've not even yet begun to fight. You're like, he was all handcuffed, but he was like, they can't silence free speech. But like, he basically bilked. But, you know, what was weird about this whole thing, though, is that the wall was never built. Like, pieces of it were.
Yeah, how did somebody say that they're going to build a wall? I mean, Trump was saying that they were going to build a wall.
Oh,
and I thought that they were using U.S. tax.
And then Mexico was going to pay for it. Right. Da, da, da. And then they raised money to pay for the rest
Hopefully
of it.
Hopefully, though. Now, there is walls in certain areas, isn't there?
There's, like, fences and stuff, but nothing like they said. And, in fact, like, when you look at the part, they always show it in the news. It's like, it looks like some of my friend's teeth. Like, there's just gaps, yeah, and then like a little piece of wall, and then gaps and a little, yeah, piece of wall, right? And you're like, what the fuck is that? And like, you see people walking by it, like, you know, dog pissing on
it. Isn't that the craziest idea in the world? They're gonna fucking construct a wall?
Well, I gotta tell you something, man. What's really going on is they're funneling all that money to white militias. That's what's really going on. That's the fucking truth. That's why nobody cares that they didn't build the wall. That's why nobody's concerned about it. That's what Bannon, Trump, Louis Beam, all those guys are up to. Because you can't raise money for white supremacy projects. But what you can do is tell a lot of racist people that, you know what, we're going to build a wall. All we need is $200 million. All that money comes in. I read this book called Bring the War Home, and it's all about the white supremacy movement. And they were talking about how originally these militias had to rob banks or knock over Brinks trucks. That's how they could try to raise their money, because they weren't able to raise it in a normal way. And a lot of these guys hate the federal government. They don't want to pay taxes. So it's not like they got jobs and they're doing all these businesses. And they know that if they do a business, they get shunned. But as time has marched on and as they become more and more organized, they've devised these ways to raise money for a wall that's pretty much got a racist element to it, right? And then the money disappears, but none of the people that give the money really give a shit. Because everybody...
They know where it's going.
They know where it's going. That's what's really going on. That is
so what, arms were bought for fucking the militias with the fucking $200 million.
Yeah, and there's been an uptick, if you've noticed...
In those groups.
And you've noticed that...
Where did I see a march just going on? I just saw one all over fucking the gram.
Right.
I saw some march.
There's marches. There's more shootings. There's more death threats being called into the FBI. And this is what a lot of these people want to start or ignite a race war. I think that's what Trump was trying to do when he was president and there was all those riots. Mm. I actually think that those photos that he took at that church and the weird way that he was acting... And if you recall, he had stationed, or somebody had stationed, these black soldiers. They were in a black uniform and their name badges were covered. They weren't identified with any paramilitary, like no military force. And they were stationed at different federal installations. I actually think that he was trying to foment, or he was trying to start a race war, which is what the supremacists want. They want to start this second civil war. They want to have a battle. And they think that people aren't going to be ready. And one of the motivating factors for these assault weapons being able to be purchased in all these various states is, of course, now they don't have to steal from the military, which is what they used to do more like 20 years ago. There would be like Fort Bragg or like... other forts. They would have members of like an Aryan Nation thing or like a neo-Nazi thing or whatever. They would have them. They would be soldiers. Some of them would be soldiers and even higher commanders. Those guys, and they would work together to figure out how to lose a certain amount of rocket launchers.
Is that right?
Yes, it is. People were so lost a little bit in connecting all the putting together the events. But if you look at Timothy McVeigh that blew up the federal building in Oklahoma a while back, he was part of like a Texas supremacy group. They're all organized. They were some of the first people on the internet. They were some of the first people coordinating things. And Ruby Ridge, if you remember that, you hear these things.
What's Ruby Ridge?
Ruby Ridge was a place where the federal government pretty much sent in overkill, like their force, and they killed white supremacists that were holed up in a cabin and they weren't going to leave and all that bullshit. And in some ways, the federal government did act wrong, or they shot too soon, or they didn't follow procedure and they killed some people in there. And that became a banner for like white supremacists to say, see, it's not our government anymore. This is the New World Order.
Well, he was over at, I guess they also had video of McVeigh over at Waco.
And that's true. And he actually traveled to all these. There's a place called Elohim, which is, I think, in Texas, but I might be Utah. And this was a staging ground, like, for different groups to do stuff, to assemble or to go to, that kept all police out. It was private property, and they were white sympathizers or something like that.
Was Waco, was it?
It was part of it. It's interesting because when you go into Waco, you'll see that a lot of the weapons that they purchased and stuff like that was from white supremacy. But the other part about Waco, though, is that there were some black people in the camp. And I'll grab the book. There's more for us to go into about it, but it explains the connection of Waco and why did they have all those assault weapons? Because they did. Mm-hmm. Why did they have all these assault weapons? And when you read about the ammo caches and weapon caches that some of these groups have, it's like 200 rocket launchers.
What the fuck?
Claymores, hand grenades. They were one of the bigger counterfeiting operations. They would do that in order to fund the various stuff that they were going to do.
Waco was, they were counterfeiting money?
Not Waco. Okay. I'm saying these groups.
Right.
They're huge. And I've been trying to figure out a way to go into it. But so I'm reading this book, and then I start thinking, like, fuck, man, Trump started out with the birth certificate bullshit, right? This black president wasn't really born here.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And it seemed like at first, like, what's he doing? Like, well, who gives a fuck? Whatever, right? Then he's running for president, and he destroys, I mean, just mops the floor with all the traditional Republican people. How does he do that? At first, you kind of just think, well, it's a comet, lucky, it's a Gucci, whatever the fuck. But in reality, he had the support of the Oath Keepers, the fucking Proud Boys, all of these various groups. He had communicated with them, or I don't know how, or if it was coordinated, which I do think it is, he was going to advance their agenda. And that's why he was able to defeat all the other people. Also, there are some. So there's somebody that on the internet, I can't remember that. He said, what did Trump do all the time? Well, he fed the Inquirer a bunch of fucking articles and stuff all the time, right? He was the leak. He would get this information, and he would feed it to the Inquirer and all this other stuff to brandish himself, but also to throw people under the bus or to extort them. And he got a lot of his information from, right? Nobody in America would loan him money. Russia. So when he went into the Republican primary, why do you think Lindsey Graham came out saying everything negative that anybody could say about Trump? And then at some point, Lindsey Graham turned around and was like, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. So I bet you Trump has some dirt. And so now, when he leaves the office, why do you think he's got classified material? Because he's going to sell it, and he's going to use it to leverage and manipulate people.
Now, this is the stuff that you say they confiscated?
Yeah, there's stuff missing.
What
for sure.
Stuff there, missing. What do you
there's
mean?
Documents missing that should have been there, not accounted for.
That should have been in what they grabbed from
in the cache that they grabbed, yes.
There's documents missing from there.
Yes.
But aren't all the documents that they grabbed, aren't they all missing from somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. So somehow they know whatever it is that he took, because the FBI and whoever it is that's in charge in the government to say these records, usually it's the people that run like the presidential libraries and stuff like that. They do know all the various things that are there, but he had been negotiating for like 6 months or 8 months saying, we've given you back everything. And then they let the FBI come on and do a little search. And he's like, see, we ain't got anything. And they're going back and forth and back and forth. But somehow they knew he hadn't turned it all back over.
Right.
And then they fucking went and grabbed it.
Out of a place it shouldn't have been. Right?
Uh-huh. At a time that he probably didn't think they were going to do it.
Gotcha.
And so what they grabbed, though, whatever it is that they analyze, suggests that there's still some missing stuff based on what they're looking at. And so the interesting thing about this book, Bring the War Home, is that what it says is, but the old school, like Supremacy, the KKK, those folks, they wanted to keep America white. Like, America had already been pushing that agenda, right? Slavery, Jim Crow, and all that other stuff. So it wasn't, they didn't think America was necessarily against them. It was people trying to, but after Vietnam, they changed the way they looked at the government. Now it's no, they don't believe it's their government anymore. And they don't give a fuck about the government anymore. I mean, they don't. They want their own state. This, I mean, it's in their literature. And you could fucking go on and look at it. They want their Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. They want their own pure white state. And the way that this agenda, like, touches other political ideas is kind of weird. Like, they're very anti-abortion, but it's because they want to make sure that white people are still having babies, right? They have a Christian identity aspect to it because they believe that the arm of God is going to cut down all of the minorities and restore the white race. They have some... I'm telling you right now, you think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. I think it's crazy, but I believe what you're saying.
Right. So they've also been placing, just like they're positioning Trump. And the part of being a Republican, right, is that guys like Bush and guys like Mitt Romney, like, if you were to probably tie them down and be like, you know, you really want to fucking restore, like, the white race, they'd probably be like, no, I don't. I love a lot of people, right? But on their political side, there's all these underpinnings of racism stuff, right? What do we mean when we say conservative? Like, we don't want too much change. What does that mean? It means gay people shouldn't be able to get married and all that bullshit. But so they've had to cater to that group, right?
Yeah, to keep them.
Exactly. That's where their support comes from. So that they haven't been coming down too hard on them, but they've gotten so big that they took over their political party. Sean, you're just shaking your head. What are you saying?
You know, I'm just thinking about, like, the Civil War and, like, the first Civil War, and thinking about how the South is really still alive.
Right.
And still, like, the heartbeat of the South is this racism that's, like, hasn't left. And they're, like, holding on to this, like, a vision of America where the South wins the Civil War and, like...
But he's also talking about the North.
Yeah.
He's Oregon and Washington. What did you say?
Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And partially because, like, there was even an incident at Whidbey Island in Washington. So the people from the South, right, Texas and some of these folks. Now, look. I'm going to say this. I've been to South. I ain't really personally ever had a problem. And I love the South, except for whatever the racist thing is. Mm. Other than that, I love it. But those folks have been organizing and they have been pushing. And they have, like, newsletters and like the Jubilee and shit like that, which we don't really know about because we don't see it. Mm-hmm. But that's got all of the plans, all these ideas. The Turner Diaries is... a book written by a racist, which is a sci-fi book about when the system finally takes over and nobody can, you know, no white people can be white anymore. This is what will happen. And then they go in and they describe exactly what Timothy McVeigh did in Oklahoma. And so you go back and you look at January. Because if you look at him, you look at January 6th. And it's, at first you think, well, it's just kind of like a crazy mob and Trump shouldn't be teasing those racist people and whipping them up. But then you start thinking, like, maybe this is all part of the plan. Maybe this was a real coup attempt. And when I read about the corporations and the history of corporations and when they try to throw out Franklin Roosevelt, and it's common knowledge, it's not like a conspiracy, it's common knowledge, then I'm like, God, I guess... I guess if your way of life and what you think is real and you got some money behind you. I just read this article about somebody that got arrested. And one of the things he said was that he joined the military so he could get more efficient at killing black people. He said that openly. That's a real thing. It's not like fake. So you look at what's been going on in the news. Now, the thing that drives me nuts is how was Trump able to get those documents into Mar-a-Lago? I mean, we've got probably the most invasive, technically savvy intelligence group in the entire world. Right. Why are you laughing?
Just because, like, when I get, I've been eliminated from a job, and they always send, like, two people over with you, and you can't take anything, and they, like, look through what you're fucking taking, and then they escort you to the door.
Right.
And they make sure that you ain't got, you know, any fucking ledgers or any papers that have any fucking, like, corporate secrets or any shit like that. Like, you have no access to your email. You can't do anything. You can't, they lock you out of your computer, so you can't do any last minute bullshit. But somehow this guy in the highest office is able to pull a couple boxes worth of shit, right?
Right. So that leads me personally to think that they've been watching him this whole time. And they were waiting for him to do something culpable enough to fucking nail him. And this is it. And his move, when they got it, the search warrant, was to ask a judge to appoint a special master. Somebody secret that would look at the documents and be able to tell, you know, yes, this does fit the warrant or not. Total delay move. The problem is, they're not his documents. They belong to the government. So the Department of Justice filed an appeal and threw it up. And so then they arrested Steve Bannon, right? And he's arrested on state charges of fraud because Trump pardoned him for the federal crimes based on the same conduct for fraud. Before he had even been charged, he got pardoned by Trump.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What the fuck?
So I think what you're seeing right now is there's probably going to be one more spectacular thing that's going to happen after this. I don't know what it exactly will be.
They haven't arrested Giuliani yet?
No, they haven't. But I bet...
Wasn't he acting as his attorney at one point?
Oh, he was drunk and he was acting like an attorney and, you know, meeting chicks. But they think somebody's a mole over at Trumpville. Somebody's inside, and somehow they knew where to go. They haven't arrested Giuliani yet.
He might be the right.
Maybe. He's a scumbag enough do that.
Giuliani is definitely a scumbag, douchebag.
It's amazing to me that that scumbag has lived for as long as he had.
Yeah.
Dude, you ever like...
What's the matter? Nobody can shoot straight?
He's fucking dope. I just can't believe his liver's still functioning. Apparently, he's just a raging drunk. Just walking around, pissing his pants, passing out. It's like common knowledge that he's a raging... He's like such a raging drunk that his normal family won't have anything to do with him anymore.
Wow. Giuliani, what the fuck did you do? You fucking scumbag, douchebag. You ruined New York.
He really did.
And you're a bad fucking name for fucking Italians, making us all look bad, scumbag. Man. Well, I mean, well, that whole camp, man. He just lined them up. He got the worst fucking people he could.
Yeah.
Dirtiest, most corrupt motherfuckers, and started putting them in office.
Well, I mean, I think once he got elected, I think it was always in the plan to give all these fucking shithead jobs. Let's fuck up as much shit.
And even if they're fucked up, I'll go ahead and clear them of any charges and bring them in.
That's
right?
What he did. That's exactly what he did.
It's crazy, dude.
Think about how much contempt you'd have for the country to do it that way. Like you know, I can understand kind of like...
How was he able to get away with all this shit?
Well, I mean, I would... He hasn't gotten away with it, is what I'd say. I mean...
He's gotten away with a lot.
A lot.
I don't think he's gotten away with it yet.
Grabbing chicks' pussies and fucking hundreds of bankruptcies... And then fucking using fucking illegal aliens to build his business. I mean,
and not
how much?
Them.
Yeah. How much shit? Universities suing him. Like, how much shit can you do and still be president? Like, before somebody's like, dude, this guy's a fucking.
That's what Mitt Romney.
Scumbag.
Mitt Romney. So you're right. He did get away with it. I thought you were talking about the president. But Mitt Romney said that. Remember, dude, I've never seen this in politics in a million years. I've never seen this. I've never seen somebody of the same party. Mitt Romney voluntarily come out and try to convince the rest of the party in public in a long speech that Trump is not a real businessman. He like came out and he's like, I don't know how else to say this to you. I've tried to explain it to you. He is not a businessman. He is a fraud. I'm a businessman. I've worked in corporate America for 40 years. I've sold the country to corporations. I know how it works. He doesn't even do that. He's not even that. And still, it didn't matter. It was because of the racist agenda. That was why it didn't matter. And that's why it's even more interesting when he and Pence became running mates. That's why it's even more interesting when Pence decided that he wasn't going to help the January 6th thing, that everybody turned on Pence and said, let's hang Pence. He sold us out. And it's why it's even more interesting that when Secret Service grabbed the vice president when there was a threat and walked him down to the limousine and said, get inside, Mr. Vice President. He took a minute, looked at who was around him and inside the thing, and he said, no, I'm staying here. Because he knew it was a death trap. As soon as they got the vice president out of there, somebody else would be in charge, and then the whole thing would fucking fall apart. And I'm no fan of Pence, but that might have been maybe the hinge that kept America together.
So they tried to usher Pence out of there?
1,000%. Secret Service, a certain Secret Service people tried to usher him out of there for safety reasons because the Capitol was under attack. And president was, he's the vice president. He's the president of the Senate. He's the one that's going to help either ratify the votes that came in or not. Trump was urging him not to on the phone that day, saying, Pence, don't be a pussy. He called Pence a pussy. His daughter said, I was standing there when my dad called Pence a pussy because he wouldn't do what they wanted him to do. And then you have the surge, you have the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers setting up the fucking guardrails and moving them back and whipping up the crowd to go march on Washington. The Capitol Police are not prepared to deal with it. They break in. Now they've infiltrated, and now it's, Mr. Vice President, we got to get you to safety. And they got him all the way down to the limousine. I don't know. We should get that motherfucker on this show. I would ask him right now. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you see or what happened that made you not get in that limo?
Damn.
Because that motherfucker would have ended up MIA if he would have gotten in that limo, you think?
I mean, in realistic terms, I don't think he would have ended up MIA, but he certainly would have been out of communication. Yeah, missing in action. He would have been ferreted away, and he wouldn't have been able to do anything. They would have had to go to next in command. And then later they would be like, oh, it was a communication problem. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know. He came into the joint that one night, then no one ever saw him again. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Damn.
And because he didn't go in there and because he decided to go ahead and just do, you know, the normal thing and just allow the election to continue to go forward, we're not in some fucked up dictatorship right now. That's true. I don't know what these generals would have done, really, but certainly we could be in a real quandary in a different place now if he had not done that. And I'm not saying that because I think he's a hero. He's a shithead because he worked with that fuck all the way up to the very end and then fucked us up in a lot of other ways. But he didn't go all the way. So now you have the FBI doing further investigations and you have the state of New York who the Fed president can't pardon for any of those crimes. Oh, what do you got there?
The Mitt Romney, when he was talking about Trump.
Just give us a taste. This is this. I've never seen this.
Choices. The bright horizon I've described will not materialize. And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession. A few examples. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers.
All right, go, I mean,
kill our export jobs.
Go ahead
and lead entrepreneurs
so,
and businesses.
So, think about this. That Mitt Romney was a presidential candidate. Remember that? He ran for president. That guy was so alarmed by what he was seeing, and I'm no fan of Mitt Romney, that he went on and just basically said all this shit to Republicans.
And at the end of this, I think he says Trump's a fraud.
Right.
Calls him a fraud.
And the racists and these militias and all that stuff, you know, they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. They're like, so are you, politician. Mm-hmm. We want our country.
So what can you, because, I mean, we're talking about this. Might as well talk about the whole enchilada. So last week I saw, or this week, I saw a video where they captured, like, technical guys, like hackers or something, being escorted into a voting facility where...
Fake voters. Fake fraudulent... So they did two things. You're right. So they also, right, caught... They have footage, surveillance footage evidence of people who work for Trump who are hackers being escorted into a place that's holding voting machines. That's done. That's a done deal, pal. They did catch that. They also have video of, so, you know, you have the Electoral College, right? And these people are, they don't really have any power. They go from Oklahoma and they go to the Fed and they cast their votes how the state went. So if it went for Trump, they cast the votes for Trump. If it goes to Biden, it goes to Biden. They had cooked up a scheme to put fake Electoral College people into the office, keep the real ones out so that they could throw their votes to Trump. They have video surveillance of those. Not only that, but Newt Gingrich, I just saw this today, sent Mark Meadows, who was Trump's right-hand man in Washington, an email during January 6th to ask if there was any letters about the fake electors. From Newt Gingrich to Mark Meadows about the fake electors, which is that plan. They have that now. He's fucked. That means he knew that there was fake electors. He knew about the fraud. And that guy, Newt Gingrich, has been in politics for God knows how long. I mean, he was a Speaker of the House. And Mark Meadows was the second in command up at the White House for Trump. And they're talking about all this stuff. And I guarantee you, the Oath Keepers, guys like that, or groups like that, wouldn't give a flying fuck if this country turned into a dictatorship at all. They could care less. They're tired of, you know, equality. They're tired of everybody having the same rights. For some reason, they think it's fucking them up. I don't know why they think that, but they do. And it's something that I don't think we've fully embraced and said, like, yeah, this is the reality. We got to wake up. Like, we can't, we've got a real racist agenda that's pushing. It's not just like inertia for the institutions because they were once racist. It's like, no, there's an active, aggressive, violent. Some of these people that come back from Afghanistan and Iraq are training. There's racist soldiers that come back. That's why I was kind of interested with Angel, because, you know, he was in some areas where you might run into some of that. And he talked about the one guy, and they worked it out, and that was beautiful. But some soldiers are coming back, and they are training these militias on how to do everything from roadside bombs to fucking whatever you want to call it. They're using their federal government-trained military information to support and substantiate and advance this agenda that's against the government to create this white state. That's true. I'm watching Sean's
face. Fucking crazy, man, right? These motherfuckers.
It's scary.
Listen, these people are so scary. These people are so scary that when they get organized enough, they do a Holocaust, like what happened in Germany. I mean, really think, like, I'm sure you've thought about it, but I mean, really think about that, Sean. Like, think about regular people living in a country, and you know that there's these death fucking camps, and they're just burning people up, and I'm sorry, that's just, you know, but you go on and drink coffee? Go to Heineken and get a brew?
That's crazy.
Think about that. Sean's like, I hope the 49ers win.
That's right. Go Niners.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I think you're going to see even more crazy stuff pop off. I am starting to see, though, on TikTok and on Instagram, it looks like some people are starting to finally really see, like,
through it.
Yeah, and that this isn't just like normal Democrat Republican politics bullshit. Like, this is something completely different, and we got to handle it.
Yeah, I would say that the Republican Party definitely has something happening where the extremism is not driving the kind of politics that they want in their party.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I got friends that I don't talk to anymore from high school.
Right, that were Trumpers?
Nah, they weren't even Trumpers, but they were. I got a friend, I won't say his name. Uh-huh. And we're like close in high school, and he is definitely
white dude or what?
He's white. Dude, where I went to high school is probably like fucking 5 feet from a militia. It's probably run by militia where I went. Five high school? Maybe white militia when I was there. Bro. Anyway, some of my friends there now, they got like an affected accent, like he's from New England. He's not from New England. He's from fucking Fife, Washington. And he's totally bought into the whole, we gotta bring white people back. This is bullshit. You know, we're not. Yeah, for real. And he's got.
Why is he saying it to you? You're Indian.
Because I say other things. And he's at least not gonna not say it. That's why we ain't friends. That's why I don't fuck with him at all anymore. I mean, it's legit, like, I fuck with some real fucked up people because I think that's interesting and I'm fucked up, right? That was where I drew the line. I'm like, yeah, well, you're dead to me. You're fucked up. You're so fucked up that you don't know what this country's about. What?
You're dead to me. That almost sounds like I'm going to kill you.
No, but
I'm going to make you dead now.
I think about, like, I think about friends or people that we cut out of our lives. And, like, sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it's really easy because all you have to do is kind of ghost them. You just cut them off. But, like, you don't do it. I mean, they got to do some fucked up shit for you to do it.
You know, to me, if you really believe racist shit, like, I can take racist jokes and, like, a little bit of, like, everybody's a little racist about this and that. That's not what I'm talking
about.
Right. I'm talking about you want to exterminate people. Mm. At the heart of what you're saying is that's where we're going. Right. I'm not feeding life to that at all. I don't give a fuck who you are. So, because I think there comes a point in time where you can't dialogue with certain types. You can't dialogue with Hitler.
Sure.
Right? What are you going to ask him or tell him or try to understand his point of view? Fuck that. And so I think that's why. So, I mean, I don't really cut many people out of my lives, but right. that was an intentional.
I mean, I definitely did a good round of cutting people out of my life after, like, you know, the BLM shit was cracking off.
Yeah.
And sure. I was starting to see people beyond the side that was like very
blue lives matter.
People are starting to get real racist. Like, yeah, blue lives matter. Fuck, I mean, come on, man. Are you fucking serious? And that's when you start dropping people like flies.
And it's weird because the same people that'll say like blue lives matter, like, oh, that, well, Floyd shouldn't have been fucking around. See what happens? They're the same ones that cry when Steve Bannon gets pinched. Then they say the police are corrupt. When Floyd gets killed, police doing their job. When Bannon gets pinched, it's a fucking deep state, baby. That's how fucked up these people are.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, when shit's happening and you got people that try to act like or want to support that it's not really happening, like, that shit really bothers me, you know? When it's the truth and it's not something that you can maybe misconstrue, it's very black and white, and they want to act like that's not really, or like that type of shit, I ain't going for it, bro.
Yeah, you know? We ain't got time for that.
Nope. A la verga.
A la verga.
Well,
that's
we're
going
to call that the fuck racism show. And you can just do it PHUCK.
Yeah.
Racism.
Get around the censors.
Listen, you guys. www.supermaxhardware.com.
It's late.
Pick up some new summer goods. Got them. They drop. At Cookies SF. Just drop some great fall pieces. At Vibes Papers. And always listen to the Hard Luck Show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Big shout out to Cookies Family, Burn, shout out to Savon Oreo, and the Soul Assassins. Chumon, what you got?
I got Avon the Bone LLP. We wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. It's the best legal representation that federal dollars can buy. And also, Bring the War Home. Look it up. Get it. Kindle. You want to see what's really going on or get a sense? This is no hidden book. Kindle, Bring the War Home. It traces and explains a lot of the connections and the various groups that are out there. Highly recommend it.
Awesome. Old Blue Eyes?
Yeah. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Sean at movemento.media. But please, if you're listening to this show and you're like, these fucking guys, go head over to hardluckshow.com and check out everything we got, all right? Lots of shit.
It wasn't always this polished.
There's videos over there. There's t-shirts. There's a link to our Gumroad with, like, come on, man. All kinds of stuff. Free stuff. I'll just go over there and check it out. That's it.
Like we do about this time, get out of here. Peace.
Hey, no. Oh.
Love Big Dick.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.